Hawkinson, I'm the director of Harvest Works, and we put together the New York Electronic Art Festival, and Roulette was very wonderful to come in and join with us in programming great electronic art for New York City. And so tonight, and also during the week here, we have Andrew Deutsch from Alfred University, who has brought the Sandine and the live video processing rig that they have at Alfred. And if you come during regular gallery hours, which is from noon to 6, from now until Saturday?
Well, Saturday, I've been cleaning up a bit, probably.
Friday. you can experiment with the processor, and Andrew will give you a DVD, but I think it's a really great way to sort of find out about the history of image processing. Image processing has really come a long way since the analog days, similar to audio. But now we have the computer-based jitter software that also Andrew will link into his analog system. So it's really, really a great opportunity to see the sort of history of image processing as it's been since mid-90s. Anyway, the New York Electronic Art Festival has been going on since May 12th, and now we're moving into the NIME conference, which is the New Interfaces for Musical Expression. And the conference is at NYU, but we do have public concerts in the evening at Lowe Theater and at Southpaw and Galapagos. So the conference participants who are actively exploring new interfaces to create new musical instruments, you can go to 9-2007.org and find out who's going to be playing in the next few days to see more of this kind of work if you're interested. Andrew's going to talk a little bit about the system and who's going to be playing tonight. So thank you very much.
Okay. Make sure we have all of our stuff running. Okay, so I don't want to bore you talking too much, but I would like to tell you, is that Chase?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi.
All these people from Alfred. One thing you should know about Alfred is it's just an amazing place, and there's all these people from Alfred. It's a great place to work. And Stevenson is here, Steve Vitello, and Matt, and that's not supposed to be there. That's good. I'll turn it off. To start with, this piece of equipment here is called a Sandine image processor, or the Sandine IP, they called it. And if you want to build one, you can download the specifications online. Dan started the SIGGRAPH conference, and he's at Circle Campus in Chicago. 1970, this guy Harlan Snodgrass taught painting at Alfred, and he said to his senior painters, if you want to take credits with me, that's great, but we're going to do video. So just know that. And so students signed up with him, and they got the IP specifications, and they built that. That was their senior class project. Mm-hmm. And it was christened 1970 with a big, what do you call those things, a Guinness keg? Guinness. And Per Boda was there, and Per Boda is the other faculty member in video. We also have Barbara Latanzi. And Per's father is Harold Boda. And some people not know the name Harold Boda. Harold made one of the earliest vocoders, and he actually invented the first modular synthesizer. And that was sometime in the 30s where he dreamt it up and made drawings for it. That idea of the modular synthesizer was passed on to Moog, who made the first modular synthesizer, and Per, who lives in Hornell, near Alfred, has the very first modular synthesizer in his apartment in Hornell. It's bizarre, of all the places for it to be. So Per is teaching at Alfred, and he knows all about this stuff. when he left the Experimental Television Center. And the Experimental Television Center is in Owego. It's in Owego, New York. I don't know if you know about that place, but it's a place you can go and sign up for residencies. They've got a Sandine. They've got lots and lots of other stuff. We have lots of other stuff at Alfred too besides this. But Pear brought that notion about real-time signal processing to Alfred from the television center. The television center has video synthesizers, and they're modeled after, let's say, the Buchla synthesizer, like this was modeled after the sound synthesizer. So the notion was that you could take oscillators and encode them as video so that you could see what the composers that were doing in electronics, you could see it. And so that's what this is here. And there's a bunch of stuff that it has, and it's really no point pointing to you and telling you about it. The other thing that we have that is being used a little bit is this here, which is the wobulator. So if I bring my voice up in the mix, if you look close, you can see that it moves when I talk. And that's a very simple thing to make. It just involves having audio go into an amplifier and then putting a speaker around the back of the tube, and then the magnetic field deflects the beam. And there's other things you can do to it. And then we have a magnet that's just making this shape. This camera's looking at that, and it's going into the Sandine. This camera is making feedback. It's looking at the projection. It's going into the Sandine. All that stuff is being modulated with oscillators here. That whole signal comes out into this box, which is made by David Jones, Design Lab, and he's also in Owego. I forget his website, it's Design Lab? Or Design?
David Jones Design.
DavidJonesDesign.com. You could look into his stuff. But this lets me have some control over the lightness and darkness and the color. This is just giving this some sync. It's not doing anything. In 1970, Alfred's video program was called the Alphabet Soup Kitchen. That's what they called it. This was part of the Alphabet Soup Kitchen, and this was part of the Alphabet Soup Kitchen. We don't call it that anymore. But anyway, this signal is coming out. It goes into the MX mixer, which is a new mixer. And one channel is just straight video. The other channel is upside down in color reversed. And those are keyed together. That then goes to the record deck, so I can record what we're doing, and then to the projector. The other feed is Matt Underwood is over here, and I forget, where's Matt? There's Matt. He's going to be over here. He's got, using QuickTime, some processing, right?
Some Macs also.
Macs and QuickTime here. His sounds come into the mixer, and Steven has got field recordings, brand new ones from
San Salvador.
Made last week.
Yeah.
Okay. Those come into the mixer, and they, using the aux send, they come in right here, and we will see their sound as video. This is encoded, analog. And then the sound of the Sandine comes back into this mixer, and we hear the sound of video. And some of it's 60 cycle hum, which is the camera, and some of it's these oscillators. So. I'll be tweaking things, and Matt will be sending sounds, and Steve will be sending sounds. We'll do that for a while and make a piece out of it. Okay. And then after the concert, if you have more questions about what this stuff is, I'll be happy to answer them for you. On this, what else? Oh, the other thing you should know is that sometimes the Sandine, it pinks out. Okay. And this is a design flaw that we haven't fixed, but when Sandine purchased the color modulator right here and said, that's the one you buy to build this machine, it was defective. And he never told anyone which one to buy to replace it. And some people have figured out what to buy. We haven't figured out what to buy. But it just, the image will just go like, it'll just disappear. When that happens, I have to turn this machine off and turn it back on. So I like to say, just because there's three of us up here doesn't mean it's a trio. It's definitely a duo. There could be solos and trios up here. It's completely random when it happens. We've been working here for 2 hours and didn't do it yet. So I'm sure the first thing we'll do is pink out. So we could call the, we could call this performance pink out. But and we just need the house lights out. And Herb, Matt, after you get to your seat, don't trip. Oh yeah, and then after we perform, Tammy Brackett has a piece with cell phone, which is really quite beautiful. And then after Tammy Brackett is Aaron Miller, and Aaron has got the updated version of what we're doing in his laptop. Okay, now.
Bananas. Thank you.
Test, 1, 2. Test, test. Test, 1, 2.
So hi everyone. Those of you who are being my multi-channel speakers in the audience, if you can dial in the number and the code that I gave you, we can get this set up. In memory of the Bell and Watson experiments and telephone conference concerts that they did when they first invented the telephone, we're doing a conference call this evening. My partner is at home with a script that is actually a letter written from Alexander Graham Bell to his wife to explain what went on at one of these telephone concerts where Bell went out and had Watson play the cornet over the phone. Watson is in one city and Alexander Graham Bell is in another. And so we'll let the concert begin.
Electrical theory,
I'm actually doing a network between these two computers, although a very, very short network. It is a network I have to create here.
Thank you.
silence for a minute while I get this set up, that'd be great. Oh, okay, I got it actually. No problem. That's part of the performance. And then also, I think that my sound's really low. It sounded low before.
Sounded low?
Yeah, it sounded really low.